God be with you and welcome to worship at Knox United Church in Parksville. Hope that you will have a meaningful time with us as we celebrate the presence of God among us. And I'd like to say a special welcome and thank you to Barb Myers, who is joining us today as our guest musician. And so we're delighted that she's here and offering her wonderful gift of song and piano. Barb brings with her so much experience, both musically but also theologically as a diaconal minister. So welcome, Barb. I'm not sure about announcements. People have been asking, when are we going to get back in the building? And I don't know if we have an answer yet. The United Church of Canada still has not said to go ahead and open the doors. They're still being cautious, which I think is wise considering our demographic. But we'll be trying to sort things out. But as the weeks go ahead, but I am wanting to invite you to August the 30th. We'll be having another wild church in the backyard at Knox so that you can come and bring your pets, pets on a leash and in carriers, and we will have a blessing of the animals service and celebrate the gift of creation among us. So that will be an opportunity to see one another. Backyard church is also still continuing, which I hope will continue into the fall months as long as our weather holds. And so that's an opportunity for you to go to one of the backyards of folks at Knox and to be led in worship together in small groups of up to 10 people. It's been a great experience for people, and I hope it'll continue. So please watch your Knox e-news for that if you'd like to be a part of that community. Otherwise, watch your Knox e-news for opportunities to be part of this congregation, even as we are scattered and physically distancing for safety. We recognize that we are on the traditional territory of the Pentlatch people, ancestors of the Nanus and Qualicum nations, with whom we continue to work toward truth and reconciliation. And so as people of peace, we light the Christ candle as a reminder that the light of Christ lives within us, spreads throughout this world, and we pass the peace virtually with us, reminded that we are all connected, that we are all one. And so we pass the peace in our imaginations and in our prayers as we close our eyes and listen to Barb as she offers a reminder that we are all so blessed by God as she sings Linnea Good's hymn, Lucky Me.
The sky is mostly cloudless, the day is mostly free, the air is mostly soundless, and boundless every tree. What more could I ask for? What more could there be? The sky, the trees,
the best things we can do to lift our spirits is to sing praise to God and to join our voices together, even when we are separate, in song, as we sing together the hymn, God of the Bible, reminding us that God is with us, and that is our hope. Let us pray. Faithful, ever-giving God, sacred source of all life and all things, we give thanks for your presence among us this day. And we give thanks that you sent Jesus into the world as a mentor for us, to show us what it looks like for you to be fully alive in our spirits. What it means to become fully human, full of love and grace, truth and compassion. In this time together, inspire us, encourage us, give us the hope we need that we might live through these uncertain times with all the strength and courage and compassion that we are capable of. Help us to be each one of us, all that you dream us into being. This we ask in the name of your Christ, the Anointed One. Amen. Our reading today is from Paul's letter to the church in Thessalonica. And when we study this in Bible study, in our Zoom Bible study on Wednesday mornings at 10:30, everyone was struck by how apropos these words were to the church of Thessalonica, that it could be written by Paul to any of our churches today. Let us listen for his words of encouragement. Therefore, when we could bear it no longer, we decided to stay in Athens. But we sent Timothy, our brother and co-worker for God, in proclaiming the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you to deepen your faith, so that no one would be shaken by these trials. Indeed, you yourselves know that this is what we are destined for. In fact, when we were with you, we told you beforehand that we were to suffer challenges. So it turned out, as you know. For this reason, when I could bear it no longer, I sent Timothy to find out about your faith. I was afraid that somehow you would be tempted away from the faith and that all of our work among you would have been in vain. But Timothy has just now come to us from you and has brought us the good news of your faith and your love. Timothy has told us that you always remember us kindly and you long to see us, just as we long to see you. For this reason, brothers and sisters, during all our distress and persecution, we have been encouraged about you through your faith. For we now can live fully if you continue to stand firm in God. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all of the joy that we feel before our God because of you? Night and day, we pray most earnestly that we may see you face to face and restore whatever is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Jesus direct our way to you. And may God make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you. Ten-year-old boy was failing math, and his parents tried everything from tutors to hypnosis, but to no avail. Finally, at the insistence of a family friend, they decided to enroll their son in a private Catholic school. After the first day, the boy's parents were surprised and amazed when their son walked in after school under a heavy load of math books, disappeared into his room, and spent 2 hours there. And so he did every night for the entire term. For nearly 2 hours, he worked away. He emerged long enough to eat. The diligence went on every day until report card time. When report card time came, he came in, threw his report card down on the dining room table, and cautiously his mother opened it. And to her amazement, she saw a bright red A under the subject of math. Overjoyed, she and her husband rushed into their son's room, thrilled at his remarkable progress. Was it the nuns that inspired you? The peer mentors? The one-on-one tutoring? The curriculum? Nope, said their son. On that first day, when I walked in the front doors and saw that guy nailed to that plus sign, I just knew they meant business. Throughout June and into the fall, in our sermon series, we are reflecting on what it is that helps us to be spiritually resilient. To be resilient is all about our capacity to bounce back from life's difficulties. It is important that as we live through these unsettling and disturbing times of pandemic, of violence, of political and economic uncertainty, that we deepen our spiritual resilience and find those inner spiritual resources we need to endure and even rise above and grow stronger in our faith because of these challenges. So today we are exploring the ways in which the Spirit has sent mentors into our lives at just the exact times we needed them to help us get through various hardships, a reminder to us that heaven does indeed care what is happening to us on a daily basis, and sends help to each one of us. In our scripture today, we read parts of what many scholars believe was Paul's very first letter to his first house church that he founded in Thessalonica, a city which still exists today, 350 kilometers approximately away from Athens, where Paul is now stationed. And for whatever reason, Paul is unable to return to this first house church. So he sends Timothy, a young person he has mentored and trusts with his ministry. Timothy, who is mentored in his faith by both his mother and his grandmother, has been a faithful student of Paul's. And so Paul trusts him completely, and he sends Timothy to his first house church in Thessalonica when he cannot go himself. And Timothy reports back to Paul that the people from Paul's first house church are doing very well. And despite undergoing some terrible persecutions and losses and difficulties, their faith in God and their determination to live out the loving teachings of Jesus and to care for one another continues to sustain them all. And so Paul writes to them a letter of affirmation and encouragement, commending them for their faith and their love and their spiritual resilience. He writes, "I was concerned for you, but Timothy has just now come to us from you and has brought good news about your faith and your love. He has told us that you have pleasant memories of us and that you long to see us just as we long to see you." Paul and his community of faith were also physically separated from one another, but they continued to care and pray for one another despite not being able to see one another in the flesh. Paul mentors them in the faith and continues to encourage and hope for them. This is what inspirational mentors do for us. What makes a good mentor? Number one, good mentors are affirming of us. Inspirational mentors can see our potential and goodness, even if we have difficulty in seeing that goodness and potential in ourselves. Paul was concerned for this new community of faith, and so he affirms the people of Thessalonica and commends them for their faith. He reminds them of who they are and why they were called together to be a community of faith. He reminds them to keep encouraging one another. As Maya Angelou puts it, mentors are not valued or remembered for what they said or what they did, but how they make us feel about ourselves. Inspirational mentors see the good in us and encourage our potential. That doesn't mean they overlook our flaws or weaknesses, but that they draw out our strengths and help us to value our worth and gifts. It has been so fulfilling for me to return from holidays and to hear how Backyard Church has encouraged all those who took part, and that through Backyard Church you have inspired one another and deepened your connection and sense of community with each other. It is so gratifying to hear from people who have taken part in Backyard Church how you have truly come to value one another and appreciate the goodness inherent in each of you. In spite of COVID, and maybe even thanks to COVID, you have continued to truly live out God's mission for Knox, which is to build community that cares, shares, and dares, in spite of our physical distancing. Thank you for reaching out and reaching over to one another, especially those who are feeling the pangs of isolation even more intently because you live alone. Or reaching out to people who have just newly moved here. How difficult it must be to be a newcomer to this island, wanting to connect with a faith community and not sure how you can get to know people. Or people who are struggling financially because of job insecurities. Or those who are enduring heartbreak over loss of relationship, or grief, or suffering from health challenges. But thank you for continuing to be the best of the church in these times of separation and isolation, and being mentors, affirming the hope you have in one another. Number two, inspirational mentors like Paul, like Jesus, are astute advocates. Paul reminds them that there would be difficulties and that there would be challenges to be expected. Paul writes that we sent Timothy to you so that no one would be unsettled by these trials. For you know quite well that we are destined for them. In fact, when we were with you, we kept telling you that we would undergo challenges, and it turned out that way, as you well know. Mentors are astute and can read a situation and discern difficulties on the horizon. They tend to have a wide lens and broaden our perspective, and they advocate for positive change. We can look around at current world mentors such as David Suzuki and Greta Thunberg and Barack and Michelle Obama and many other world leaders who remind us of the challenges that we face as a species and as a global community. Climate change, economic disparity, war and violence. These mentors are astute advocates. They call us to make the changes we need to make to ensure our existence on our planet. Mentors who are astute advocates call us to be better people and they remind us to live less out of our own comfort and convenience and more out of a sense of compassion and care and equity for all people. As a community of faith, we need to be astute advocates for others. We need to sort out how we can continue to care despite the distance, whether we take the opportunity to take part in our Ministry of Social Justice and Outreach's letter-writing campaign against homelessness in Oceanside, or join our green team in advocating for a greener Oceanside by taking our soft plastics and glass and styrofoam to Nanaimo Recycling, or joining in protests against racism. Paul's letter of encouragement to the church reminds us of the importance of working together and connecting and advocating for our world, whether through letter writing or emails, in spite of physical distance between us. And number three, a good mentor is someone to admire and aspire to be like. To admire literally means to mirror. Mentors are those people whose values and way of being is what we choose to mirror and emulate. Timothy admired and aspired to be like Paul. And Paul chose as his mentor the person of Jesus. Jesus has been the key mentor in my life because there are so many attributes to admire and aspire to be like him. And I know that Jesus is your mentor too. What is it about Jesus you admire and seek to mirror? I know that if you were all with us here in this room, I would be able to ask you what qualities of Jesus you admire. Is it his compassion for everyone, especially for the least of these, that you seek to mirror in your own life? Is it his courage in going up against inequalities and injustices and advocating for positive change? Is it his capacity to see the potential and gifts in someone and invite them into authentic community and leadership to strengthen the church and better the world? Is it his loving kindness and healing energy that you seek to transmit in your own life? Is it his capacity for joy and hope and forgiveness, even in the face of hatred and violence and cruelty and suffering? Is it his wisdom and insights into life and his teachings regarding loving humanity that you aspire to emulate? What qualities of Jesus make him a worthy mentor for you to aspire to? And I speak about him in the present tense, not the past, because I know his spirit lives within each one of you. And so he is very much alive through you. And who have been your inspirational mentors on the way? Who are the everyday human mentors that the Spirit has sent to mentor you and show you the way through these difficult times? Sometimes the people who come across our path do not think of themselves as inspirational mentors. They're just simply being themselves and offering us hope when we need it most. When I reflect on my own life, I think of a person by the name of Sandra Forsythe, who many years ago was sent upon my path and helped to give me hope and affirm me as a person when I was undergoing a time of loss and confusion. This mentor helped me to see how the Spirit was indeed leading me, and her qualities of courage and authenticity and integrity and wisdom and gentleness and faith and insight I greatly admired. She gave me a new spiritual lens through which to view my own life. And she was someone who encouraged me to find meaning and purpose and perspective and growth, spiritual growth, in the midst of great loss. Who have been your mentors? The ones who have offered you torches in the darkness to lighten your path. And who are the people you have mentored? Who you have inspired? You probably don't even realize that you are considered a mentor by someone, perhaps a grandchild or child, a niece or a nephew, maybe even your neighbor or a coworker, a friend. Knox is full of incredible mentors. You inspire me every day. Your depth of faith, your resilience as a community, your care and compassion and sense of equality and justice for all people, your care for this planet, your healing spirit. Knox is full of people who seek to live the ways of Jesus. In fact, I have not met a person among you who does not in some way embody an attribute of Jesus. You make my life richer for knowing you. You are all truly mentors for me. In this time of COVID-19, may we use this opportunity to mentor and encourage one another, to lift one another up and strengthen our resilience and resolve. Just as the life of Jesus lifted others on the path from darkness into the light of resurrection, may we be little Christ mentors for one another. May it be so.
Holly Near may be unfamiliar to many of you, but I think it really speaks to what Jennifer has been saying about you as a community and about all of us. And I think what Holly Near is speaking of is the hope of all those who've gone before us or who are with us now, who are mentors to us and encourages us to be that for each other. So I invite you to sing the chorus with me, and you can sing the whole thing if you'd like. You may know it, but the words for the chorus are printed for you.
I am open and I am willing for to be would seem so strange. It dishonors those who go before us. So lift me up to the light of change. There is hurting in my family, and there is sorrow in my town. There is a panic all across the nations, and there is wailing the whole world round. But I am open and I seems so strange. It dishonors those who go before us. So lift me up to the light of change. May the children see more clearly, and may the elders be more wise. May the winds of change caress us, even though it burns our eyes. For I am open and I am willing, for to be hopeless would seem so strange. It is For to be hopeless would seem so strange. It dishonors those who go before us. So lift me up to the light of change. It dishonors those who go before us, so lift me up to the light of change.
Thank you, Barb. What a beautiful, inspiring hymn. And thanks to Holly Near. And Barb, if you can help us enter into a time of prayer by calling us to prayer through the singing bowl, that would be great. Sacred source of everything, we give thanks for your presence among us, wherever we are. We pray for your inspiration and for your guidance through these unsettled times. We pray for our families, all those who are struggling in their faith, in their hope. We pray this day for all those among us who are ill and needing the assurance that they are not alone and that your Spirit is there to strengthen them and bring healing in their lives. We pray especially for all those among us who are struggling with cancer, those who are undergoing surgery, those who are experiencing treatment. We pray for your strengthening and comforting presence. We give thanks this day for the healing of Jim George and for his miraculous recovery. We give thanks that he has been returned to Anne, and we give thanks for her family, which has come in shifts to help her as she cares for Jim and his recovery. Oh God, we give thanks that you make us one people deep in our hearts.
Deep in our hearts, there is a common vision. Deep in our hearts, there is a common song. Deep in our hearts, there is a common story, telling creation that we are.
Holy Spirit of life, we pray this day for your world. We pray especially for the people of Beirut and Lebanon and for the devastation that has come upon them. We pray that as they rebuild, they may encourage one another. We pray for their faith in you and in one another to be strengthened. We pray for a government worthy to lead them in their recovery. We pray this day for all world leaders around your globe, for those who are researching and scientists who are searching for a cure, for a vaccine, for reliable treatment. We pray that as they work, answers would be found. We pray this day for all those who are suffering from COVID-19, all lives that have been lost, for each one is precious in your sight, and to their families. And we pray for the renewal of each person's heart, for the healing of grief that surrounds this world. We pray this day for the people of Penticton and for the communities under fire, literally, at Skaha Lake. We pray for all the firefighters who are trying to fight the fires, for the fires that are on the island and in California and around the world. We pray for communities to draw close together and to help one another. Oh God, we trust that we are one deep in our hearts.
Deep in our hearts, there is a common vision. Deep in our hearts, there is a common song. Deep in our hearts, there is a common story telling creation that we are.
Oh God, in this time we are separated from those we love. Hold us close together. Help us to know that even though we are physically distanced, our hearts are intertwined, and that love knows no barrier. And now in the silence we bring before you our other concerns for family, for friends, for the world. And we lift those concerns to you, trusting that you always send help. God, we trust that you are indeed with us and that you are for us. And in knowing this, we can endure whatever it is comes our way. As we say together the prayer that Jesus taught all those who would choose to follow in his footsteps on the path of compassion. Our Father and Mother, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. This final hymn is a new one for me, but for those of you who have been at Knox many years, you probably know this song, written by the words or by Ruth Duck, and Ron Klusmeyer wrote the music. And it reminds us that we stand on the shoulders of those who have come before us. God, we thank you for our people. Hearty spirits, rich in loving. Go forth in this coming week, grateful for the inspired mentors that heaven has sent upon your path to encourage you on your journey. And go forth humbled, knowing that you too are mentors, one to another. And as you go forth to encourage one another, may the God of love surround you and uphold you. And may the gentleness and the wisdom and the kindness of the Christ guide you in all you say and do. And may the Holy Spirit fill you and give you strength and courage for the living of this day and every day.
Don't you know?